What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, Jake. Today we'll be recapping all of week three games, injuries, and finish it off with waiver ads that you should be targeting. Let's get into it. The first game we'll talk about is the Chicago Bears taking on Indianapolis Colts. Colts took this one 21-16. Finally, there was some life for Caleb Williams, going 33 for 52 with 363 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions. For the rushing aspect, DeAndre Swift, that I thought was going to have a bigger game, did terrible. I apologize for that one. He's not looking great at all. This offensive line is struggling. He had 13 rushes, 20 yards. Roshon Johnson actually led the team with 8 rushes, 30 yards. For receiving, with Keenan Allen out, Rome Odunze tore it up with 6 catches, 112 yards, 1 touchdown. Cole Kmet actually performed, but I think it's because the game script is that they're behind, so let's just throw the ball. He had 10 catches, 97 yards, 1 touchdown. DJ Moore, the best receiver on the team, had 8 catches, 78 yards. And Roshon Johnson also added 4 catches, 32 yards. For the Colts, Anthony Richardson, 10 for 20, 167 yards, 2 interceptions. Just terrible game overall for him. He also added 8 rushes, 24 yards. He's very inconsistent right now. He's probably a sit until he starts actually playing somewhat decent. Also, Jonathan Taylor in this game, 23 rushes, 110 yards, 2 touchdowns. For the receiving aspect for the Colts, Alec Pierce, 1 catch, 44 yards. Granson, the tight end, 1 catch, 40 yards. Michael Pittman Jr., he's been struggling a lot this year. He had 5 targets, caught 4 of them for 36 yards. It's just been horrendous for him as well. I know a lot of people probably took him probably within the first 4 or 5 rounds. Jonathan Taylor had 1 catch, 25 yards. And Josh Downs, coming back from the injury, he had 3 catches, 22 yards. In this game, I think Caleb Williams, thank God he's getting more passing yards, because if you didn't know, if he doesn't throw for over 4,000 yards, I'm eating crayons. Not really what I want to do, but I think it's something that he can continue doing in this league. He just has to have that offensive line protect him. Next game is the New York Giants versus Cleveland Browns. And the Giants win this one, 21-15. Daniel Jones, I mean, he's been very consistent this year. 24 for 34, 236 yards, 2 touchdowns. Devin Singletary, 65 yards, 1 touchdown, but he did lose a fumble. Malik Nabers, get him if you can. I think he's already at peak right now. He's 8 catches, 78 yards, 2 touchdowns. He just keeps having monster games after monster games after monster games. Wandell Robinson, 8 targets again this week, 7 catches, 61 yards. He's going to keep on getting the volume. And usually with the Giants being in negative script, he is a good target to add this year or this week. Devin Singletary also added 4 catches, 43 yards. Deshaun Watson for the Browns, kind of consistent with his play, 21 for 37, 196 yards, 2 touchdowns. Where they're really, really struggling right now is the running. Jerome Ford, 10 rushes, 37 yards, and that's it. Watson did lose 2 fumbles as well. So they're struggling running the ball in this league, or in the early season. Watson needs to just protect the ball and keep on going. Receiving, Amari Cooper finally gets some points this week. 7 catches, 86 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jerome Ford did add 3 catches, 33 yards. Jordan Atkins, 4 catches, 29 yards with David Njoku out still with the ankle injury. And Jerry Jeudy, 4 catches, 27 yards. Malik Nabers is the way to go. I mean, he's put up huge numbers the last couple weeks. He's getting his targets. He got another 12 targets today or this past weekend. Like I said, he might even lead the league in receiving targets. Next game is Green Bay Packers versus Tennessee Titans. Green Bay took this 30-14 with Jordan Love out another week with his sprained MCL. This gives Malik Willis the revenge game against his former team. He is still consistent, 13 for 19, 202, 1 touchdown. He also added 6 rushes, 73 yards, and a touchdown. Huge for fantasy right there. I mean, that added 13.3 points in a, you know, rushing aspect in the fantasy world. Emmanuel Wilson, 12 rushes, 50 yards. He was comparable with Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs had 14 rushes, 43 yards. It's a good 1-2 punch right now in Green Bay. Christian Watson, 2 catches, 67 yards. Jaden Reed, 4 catches, 50 yards. Emmanuel Wilson also did add 2 catches, 35 yards, and that only touchdown pass from Willis. On the other side, Will Levis, 26 for 34, 260 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. If he could take back the first half, I think they could have been well off. I think he might have had the 2 interceptions in the first half, or he had 2 turnovers in the first half out of his 3. He did lose a fumble as well. Rushing, Tony Pollard, they got to give him the ball. You're not going to really do much with 6 carries. 14 yards is what he got. Especially after the Green Bay Packers just gave up 2 rushing back-to-back 100-yard rushers. I mean, I understand the negative game script, so you're passing right away. But Tony Pollard needed his touches. DeAndre Hopkins comes back alive, 6 catches, 73 yards, and a touchdown. Tajay Spears, 4 catches, 54 yards. Some other notable players, Tony Pollard, 3 catches, 15 yards. Chigakonku, 2 catches, 15 yards. And Calvin Ridley with the biggest dud of the week, 1 catch, 9 yards. With that, you know, Malik Willis is very consistent, and I said last week that why start Jordan Love, give him that 1 week, another break to recover. Next week is a huge week versus Minnesota. The winner should be in first place in the NFC North. So why not have him healthy for that game if you really want to play him? Speaking of Minnesota, they took on Houston Texans, which they whooped the crap out of them, 34-7. Minnesota just putting spankings on the top 3 teams, or the 3 weeks. CJ Stroud looks really bad this past week, worst I've ever seen him look, probably in pros. 20 for 31, 215, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. Rushing, Joe Mixon was out. Damian Pierce was out as well with the injury. So they relied on Cam Akers, 9 rushes, 21 yards. Not going to get it done. Stephon Diggs led the receiving, 10 receptions, 94 yards. Nico Collins started coming on at the end. He did have 10 targets, but only had 4 catches, 86 yards. Tank Dell finally came alive, 5 catches, 62 yards. Cam Akers did have a one catch, 8 yard touchdown. Now, Sam Darnold for Minnesota, he's been unbelievable the first 4 weeks or 3 weeks of the season. 17 for 28, 181 yards, 4 touchdowns. He looked amazing in this game. Actually, all season, he's looked very consistent, very comfortable in this offense. Aaron Jones had 19 rushes, 102 yards. I thought Texans were going to hold him up for rushing. He did break a 39-yard rush. But if you look at the time possession, it was just crazy numbers. It seemed like Texans were on the field for defensively for majority of the game. Justin Jefferson, 6 catches, 81 yards, 1 touchdown. Aaron Jones, 5 catches, 46 yards, and 1 touchdown. Jalen Naylor, 3 catches, 31 yards, 1 touchdown in replace of injured Jordan Addison. Next game is Philadelphia Eagles winning 15-12 against New Orleans Saints, the red-hot New Orleans Saints. Eagles, Jalen Hurts, 29 for 38, 311 passing and 1 interception. He did add 25 yards on the ground, but he'd also had a fumble loss. Not great fantasy numbers for him this week. He did pass for over 300, unlike majority of the quarterbacks in the league now. Saquon Barkley, on the other hand, 147 yards, 2 touchdowns. He also added 4 catches, 9 yards as well. And with A.J. Brown out, Dallas Goedert comes in clutch. 10 catches, 170 yards. Devontae Smith, 7 catches, 79 yards. He was playing really well this game until he ended up getting a concussion, I do believe, in the third or fourth quarter. Second half, he got a concussion. Derek Carr comes back to life, 14 for 25, 142 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Kamara, 26 rushes, 57 yards. Chris Olave, he did well this week, 6 catches, 86 yards, 1 touchdown. Kamara also added 3 catches, 40 yards. It came down to basically the final possession where Eagles just drove down the field. They looked like crap all game and somehow pulled off this win against the Saints. Pittsburgh Steelers take on Los Angeles Chargers. 20-10, the Steelers took this one. In this game, Justin Herbert did re-injure his high ankle sprain. He was 12 for 18, 125, and 1 touchdown. J.K. Dobbins did get a bulk load of the carries, 15 carries for 44 yards, where Gus Edwards only 3 carries, 9 yards. Quentin Johnston, 2 catches, 44 yards, and 1 touchdown. Ladd McConkey, 3 catches, 44 yards. And J.K. Dobbins did have 3 catches for 10 yards. It's to be seen what is going to happen with Justin Herbert and his injury. We'll see. Justin Fields, 25 for 32, 245, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. He did add 6 yards and a touchdown rushing. Najee Harris was bottled up pretty much all game. But he finished with 18 rushes for 70 yards, also adding 5 catches for 16. Calvin Austin III, 4 catches, 95 yards, and 1 touchdown for Steelers, leading all the receivers. George Pickens, 5 catches, 57 yards. Pat Freiermuth, 4 catches, 33 yards. In this game, the Steelers defense is one of the best in the league. I mean, they're only holding teams to 8, 9, 10 points a game. Look for them to continue to be strong with the defensive presence of TJ Watt. I feel hard to play a lot of players against them. Next game, and probably the win of the week. Well, no, next game after this one. Denver Broncos beat up on Tampa Bay Buccaneers 26-7. Not something that any of us were expecting. Bo Nix came out and played pretty well. He didn't turn the ball over is the biggest thing. If you turn the ball over, you're really going to be hurting. You're going to be playing behind. Bo Nix was 25 for 36, 216. He did rush 9 times for 47 yards and a touchdown. Tyler Batty, 9 rushes, 70 yards, came off from the practice squad, and he just got sent back down as of Monday. Javonte Williams struggling still, 5 rushes, 12 yards, with a fumble loss. Jalen McLaughlin, 5 rushes, 7 yards, but he did have a touchdown. Receiving, Cortland Sutton led all receivers for Denver. 7 catches, 68 yards. Maybe this is his breakout game, and hopefully maybe this is something to keep eyes on with Bo Nix and him linking up. He did have 11 targets in this game. Lil Jorn Humphrey, 6 catches, 37 yards. Josh Reynolds, 2 catches, 36 yards. Javonte Williams did also had 4 catches, 29 yards. Baker Mayfield, he was not terrible, but they weren't moving the ball at all. 25 for 33, 163, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Bucking Irving, leading all rushers for Buccaneers, 9 rushes, 70 yards, where Rashad White had 6 rushes, 17 yards. Receiving, Chris Godwin keeps on putting up numbers, 6 catches, 53 yards, 1 touchdown. Cade Otton, finally he's doing something for this team. In the last 2 years, he's been big hit or miss, 7 catches, 47 yards, but he did fumble and lost it. Rashad White, 5 catches, 18 yards. Mike Evans, he's been struggling the last 2 weeks. 2 catches, 17 yards. And Bucky Irving, 3 catches, 14 yards. In this game, I look to see Bucky Irving is now going to be getting more and more touches, I do believe. And Todd Bowles actually came out today saying that he wants to get Bucky Irving more opportunities, where this is going to take a lot away from Rashad White. I mean, which I can't blame them. Rashad White struggling running the ball last year for average per rush attempt. This year he's doing the same thing. Bucky Irving, I mean, today or in Sunday's game, he averaged 7.8 per carry. If you keep on doing that, you're going to keep on getting the ball. And next game was the biggest surprise out of everyone. Carolina Panthers, 36. Las Vegas Raiders, 22. You heard that right. Panthers got their first win of the season against the Raiders. And Raiders just beat Baltimore Ravens last week. In this game, they did have Bryce Young bench, meaning Andy Dalton, the veteran, 26 for 37, 319 yards, 3 touchdowns. Player of the game for me in this one, easily. So this just proved that it is a Bryce Young problem, not a Carolina Panthers offensive line problem, because a lot of quarterbacks this year is not passing for over 300 yards. I think we only had 4, maybe 5 passers this or quarterbacks this past week that threw over 300. Week 1, there's only 2. Chuba Hubbard had 21 rushes, 114 yards. He broke out this game. He also added 5 catches, 55 yards, and a touchdown as well. Miles Sanders, 7 rushes, 17 yards, 1 touchdown. Receiving, Deontay Johnson is back from the dead. 8 catches, 122 yards, 1 touchdown. He is loving Andy Dalton as his quarterback. He got the ball often. I mean, he was targeted 14 times in this game. He got the ball often, and he put up great numbers. Xavier Leggett, 2 catches, 42 yards. Adam Thielen had 3 catches, 40 yards, and a touchdown. He did, on the touchdown grab, injure his hamstring, so he should be missing time this year, or this coming week. As for the Raiders, Gardner Minshew got replaced by Aiden O'Connell, but Minshew had 18 for 28 yards, 214 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Zamir White, they need to run the ball, and he's still not getting it done. 10 rushes, 34 yards. For receiving, Trey Tucker, 7 catches, 96 yards, and a touchdown. Jacoby Myers, 7 catches, 62 yards, and a touchdown. Brock Bowers, 3 catches, 41 yards. And Davante Adams, 4 catches, 40 yards on 9 targets. Like I said, this is probably easily my biggest upset of the week. I did not see Carolina beating the crap out of the Raiders, especially how they did it. They won pretty much in all aspects of the game. It is a great win for them. Next game was Miami Dolphins 3, Seattle Seahawks 24. Miami, once again, had Tua out, obviously, with the concussions. But they did lose Skylar Thompson in this game as well. He injured his ribs. He was 13 for 19, 107 yards. He just looked so uncomfortable in that pocket. He didn't look like he knew what was going on, where players were supposed to go, and that killed everyone's fantasy value. I thought Devon Achan was going to get a whole bunch of carries or a bunch of targets. He had 11 rushes for 30 yards. Terrible. 3 catches for 28 yards as well. I thought Skylar Thompson was going to do more dink and dunks this week, especially because he did it the game before, and he's not a good quarterback in this league. Tyreek Hill struggled with a quarterback change. 3 catches, 40 yards. He's just going to start struggling depending on what they do at quarterback. If it was me, I would be looking elsewhere for quarterback issues to replace Skylar Thompson, especially if he's not playing this coming week. Tim Boyle did come in, by the way. He had 7 attempts or completions for 7 for 13, 79 yards. Also, Jalen Waddle, 4 catches, 26 yards. Jonnu Smith, 2 catches, 18. Now for Seattle, Geno Smith is putting up good fantasy numbers. 26 for 34, 289 yards, 1 touchdown, but he does have 2 interceptions. But Zach Charbonnet, 18 rushes, 91 yards, 2 touchdowns, in replace of Ken Walker, which he did not play again. And once again, DK Metcalf going over 100 yards, 4 catches, 104 yards, 1 touchdown. 71 of them came on one play. But hey, that's going to help you in fantasy regardless, or kill you, depending on if you're facing them. Noah Fant, I think this is what they were wanting when they traded Russell Wilson for him. 6 catches, 60 yards. Tyler Lockett, 5 catches, 46 yards. Jackson Smith Njigba, 3 catches, 39 yards. He came back to earth from his 100-yard game. And Zach Charbonnet also added 3 catches, 16 yards. In this game, I just believe Miami needs to figure out their quarterback situation. If it is me, I would honestly think about trading either a pick or Jeff Wilson or Raheem Mostert. And why not trade him to the Dallas Cowboys? They need a running back for Trey Lance. Yes, Trey Lance, the third string, the one that has yet to play, I think, a single game for Dallas Cowboys in the regular season. He fits the scheme, in my opinion. He's fast. I mean, you got Trey Lance as your quarterback. You have Achane and Wright as your running backs. You have Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. Like, every aspect of the team, you'd have speed. Why not? Because if Tua's out very long time, you're not going to make any presence in the postseason at all. If I was them, I would be on the phone with Jerry Jones trying to work out a deal to get it done, you know. And especially since they just re-signed extension to Dak, there's no reason why they would not give rid of Trey Lance, especially because they have Cooper Rush as their backup always. Speaking of Dallas, they lost again back-to-back weeks. They scored 25 points in a shortcoming comeback efforts against Baltimore Ravens. They scored 28. Dallas scored 19 of their 25 in the fourth quarter, though. Lamar Jackson, he was 12 for 15, 182 yards, 1 touchdown. He also added 14 rushes, 87 yards, 1 touchdown. I keep on saying it. Rushing quarterbacks are going to be huge in this fantasy aspect. Also, Derrick Henry, finally, this is what he came to Baltimore to do, is just punish. 25 rushes, 151 yards, 2 touchdowns. Now, only passing it 15 times, 182 yards. The leading receivers were Nelson Aguilar, 1 catch, 56 yards. Rashad Bateman, 3 catches, 28 yards, 1 touchdown. Henry also added 1 catch, 23 yards. And Zay Flowers, 3 catches, 20 yards. Oh, Isaiah Likely, 1 catch, 4 yards. Dak Prescott, 28 for 51. And this goes back to, you know, the Cowboys need a running back. You've passed it 51 times. He had 379 yards, 2 touchdowns. But he also added a rushing touchdown as well in this game. But you have Rico Dowdle that led your team in rushing with 8 rushes, 32 yards. Besides that, your next is Dak Prescott with 7 yards. You're only averaging probably like 50 yards rushing in this game, which is going to be struggling and takes a lot away from your game plans of opening up the passing game. They should have to figure that out. Receiving-wise, Jake Ferguson returns from his MCL sprain with 6 catches, 95 yards. CeeDee Lamb, 4 catches, 67 yards. Kevante Turpin, 3 catches, 51 yards, 1 touchdown. And Jalen Tolbert, 3 catches, 42 yards, and a touchdown. And in this game, I just think Baltimore needs to start putting the foot on the gas. Keep on going. They're killing them this whole game. I think they're up 28-6 at one point. They were up 28-6 because Dallas Cowboys did score 19 in the fourth quarter. They just got to get this going. There's no reason why you barely won. Next game, 49ers take on the Rams. 49ers were winning pretty much this whole game until the very end. Brock Purdy, 22 for 30, 292 yards, 3 touchdowns. Jordan Mason, 19 rushes, 77 yards. Brock Purdy also added 10 rushes, which is unlikely of him, 41 yards, but he did lose a fumble. Receiving, you would think that with Kittle out and Deebo Samuel, that next man up would be Brandon Ayuk. Well, you'd be wrong. Juwan Jennings, 11 catches, 175 yards, and the hat trick, 3 touchdowns. Huge game for him. Brandon Ayuk did have 5 catches, 48 yards, though. But Juwan Jennings, this was his coming out party. Huge week for him, especially with Deebo missing and Kittle missing. He took full advantage. Matthew Stafford led the Rams to win 27-24, 16 for 25, 221 yards, 1 touchdown. Kyren Williams did really well rushing the ball this week, 89 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also added 2 catches, 27 yards, and a touchdown as well. Tutu Atwell with Cooper Kupp and Puka missing time. He had 4 catches, 93 yards. DeMarcus Robinson, he had 4 targets, only 1 catch for 32 yards. He was just slightly out of bounds on another big play as well. Jordan Willington, another guy that's stepping up with the replacement of Kupp and Puka out. 3 catches, 28 yards. He's a huge run-blocking wide receiver. He does all the little things for you. Detroit Lions win in Arizona, 20-13. Jared Goff goes for 199 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. David Montgomery keeps the wheels turning, 23 rushing attempts, 105 yards, 1 touchdown. Also, Jahmyr Gibbs had 16 rushes, 83 yards. St. Brown had 8 targets, caught 7 of them for 75 yards and a touchdown. Sam Laporta, 2 catches, 36 yards. He did leave the game with an ankle injury. So his backup, Brock Wright, 4 catches, 34 yards. Also, Jameson Williams, 1 catch, 9 yards. It is a Dudley game for him. On the other side, Kyler Murray, 21 for 34, 207 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. He added 45 yards on the ground as well. James Conner had 9 carries, 17 yards. Michael Wilson led the team with 8 catches and 64 yards. Marvin Harrison Jr., 5 catches, 64 yards, and 1 touchdown. Greg Dortch, 3 catches, 35 yards. And Trey McBride did not have a great game. He did leave the game to get evaluated, I do believe, for a concussion. 3 catches, 25 yards. In this game is just a lot of punts in this game, I do believe. It just seemed like every time, yeah, there's a total of 10 punts this game. There's a lot of three and outs, so it didn't seem like any of the offenses can get a rhythm in this game, which affected the fantasy numbers. And Sunday Night Football, Kansas City Chiefs win again, 22 against Atlanta Falcons, 17. Patrick Mahomes is doing Patrick Mahomes things, 26 for 39, 217 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. For rushing, who's the next man up for Isaiah Pacheco? It looks like Carson Steele, 17 rushes, 72 yards. He just was a bulldozer. He just kept getting it and just kept pounding and pounding and pounding. Rashee Rice, oh my God, this guy just puts up 100 yards with ease every week. 12 catches, 110 yards, one touchdown. Travis Kelce, and he's been disappearing a lot this year. 4 catches, 30 yards. Juju Smith-Schuster, 2 catches, 17 yards, one touchdown. Xavier Worthy, 2 catches, 17 yards. And Samaje Perine was the next man up for running backs. He played the pass catching running back role in this offense. 3 catches, 15 yards. Kirk Cousins on the other side, 20 for 29, 230 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Tyler Allgeier actually led the team in rushing, 7 rushes, 32 yards. Bijan Robinson had 16 rushes, 31 yards, one touchdown. He struggled getting the ball going with the defense of Kansas City. For receiving, Drake London, 6 catches, 67 yards, one touchdown. Darnell Mooney, 8 catches, 66 yards. Kyle Pitts had 2 catches, 59 yards. And Bijan Robinson also had 2 catches, 21 yards. In this game, again, I don't like saying it, but there's a lot of blowing calls, I feel like, especially toward the end of the game where Atlanta was driving and Kyle Pitts basically got tackled before the ball even touched a defender or him. The guy was playing Kyle Pitts, not the ball, but it is what it is. Unfortunate, but that could have been easily called, and that was in the end zone and could have been placed on the 1 yard line. And who knows what could have happened. Now, we had 2 games on Monday night. The first being Buffalo Bills putting a whooping 47-10 against Jacksonville Jaguars. Buffalo is 3-0, and Jaguars are 0-3. Trevor Lawrence just does not look good this year. He had a 65.5 quarterback rating, 21 for 38, 178 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Travis Etienne, 11 rushes, 68 yards, sorry. Christian Kirk finally getting it done. 8 catches, 79 yards. Brian Thomas, 5 catches, 48 yards. Travis Etienne, 4 catches, 17 yards. And with Evan Ingram out, Breton Strange, 2 catches, 12 yards in the only touchdown for Jaguars. On the other side, MVP like Josh Allen, 23 for 30, 263 yards, 4 touchdowns. He also added 44 yards rushing. James Cook had 11 rushes, 39 yards, and touchdown. Towards the end of the game, they took out all their starters and played Ray Davis. He had 22 yards and a touchdown as well. For receiving, Khalil Shakir, 6 catches, 72 yards, 1 touchdown. James Cook, 4 catches, 48 yards. Dalton Kincaid finally gets on a touchdown streak of 1. 3 catches, 41 yards, and 1 touchdown. Ty Johnson, 3 catches, 28 yards, and a touchdown. Keon Coleman finally caught his only pass this game. 1 catch, 24 yards, but it was for a touchdown. Curtis Samuel is struggling in this offense. He's a you-could-cut candidate. 3 catches, 22 yards. In this game, Buffalo just keeps rolling. I think this is a team to be in the AFC besides Kansas City. It'll be really great to see those two teams face each other. Most likely in the playoffs, it'll be great to see. The final game of the week is Washington Commanders beating up on the 0-3 Cincinnati Bengals 33. In this game, Jaden Daniels, 21 for 23. Great game for him. 254 yards, 2 touchdowns. He also added 39 yards rushing and another touchdown. And I can't say enough, you know, rushing quarterbacks is a way to go now. Austin Eckler did get hurt during this game, I do believe. He had a concussion or evaluated for a concussion. Three rushes, 35 yards, and a touchdown. Brian Robinson Jr., 16 rushes, 33 yards, and a touchdown. Finally, Terry McLaurin, the guy that we all thought would be huge with his quote-unquote best quarterback he's ever played with, four catches, 100 yards, one touchdown. Luke McCaffrey, three catches, 44 yards. Zach Ertz, five catches, 38 yards. Austin Eckler, two catches, 22 yards. And Brian Robinson, one catch, 4 yards. Joe Burrow struggled at the beginning of the game, but he started becoming very hot toward the end. He finished with 29 for 38, 324 yards, three touchdowns. Chase Brown finished rushing the ball, seven rushes, 62 yards. Zach Moss had 12 rushes, 58 yards, and a touchdown. Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase finally get on the same page because Ja'Marr Chase had six catches, 118 yards, one touchdown. Andre Izos had five catches, 52 yards, and a touchdown. Mike Gesicki, four catches, 47 yards. And T. Higgins finally comes back. He had three catches, 39 yards. Bengals need to get going on winning. They're 0-3, and a lot of 0-3 teams do not make the playoffs. You don't want to be out of contention right away at the beginning of the year like they are right now. They've got to play their way back. That was all recapping of week three. We'll move on to injuries. Justin Herbert re-injured his ankle. He missed some of the game, and he might miss more in the coming weeks. Sam Darnold, bruised knee, not expected to miss time, but it is worth noting. Tight end Trey McBride was evaluated for a concussion. He might miss next week if he was ruled with a concussion. Carolina Panthers, like I said, Adam Thielen hurt his hamstring. He's expected to miss time. Detroit Lions tight end Sam Laporta, ankle sprain. He might miss a week or two. Houston Texans, Tank Dell was evaluated for a hand injury, but is supposed to not miss time. Miami's quarterback, like I said, Skyler Moore, has a pretty painful rib injury, is what they quoted it. Again, he's probably not going to be playing this coming week, so think about Tim Boyle and probably Tyler Huntley as the quarterbacks. And Devontae Smith did have a concussion as well. Now for the waiver wire ads, with the quarterbacks still, Sam Darnold playing basically MVP-type level numbers right now. He's available in 62% of leagues right now. Go out and get him if you're needing a quarterback, especially if you need a stream coming up. The last 3 weeks, 19 points, 24 points, 31 points. And this is not against like weak opponents. This is against the Giants, 49ers, Texans. That's two playoff teams right there, back-to-back weeks. It looks like he's getting comfortable in this offense. Yes, he does have a bruised knee, so take note of that, but doesn't expect to miss any time. My other ad for quarterback this week is, once again, Deshaun Watson. He's available in 72% of leagues. He's very consistent, 14, 15, 20 points for quarterbacks. If you want consistency, that's a way to go. And my last ad for quarterback this week is no other than the legendary Andy Dalton. He is available in 93 leagues. This past week, he had 319 yards, three touchdowns. He was quarterback 8 on the week with 31 points. Go out and get him if you're needing a stream week. You know, why not? Running back waiver targets. Roschon Johnson came in and played, I do believe, like 30-40% of the snaps, where DeAndre Swift is not getting it done. Roschon Johnson is available in 94% of leagues. He had 10 points. He had 8 rushes, 30 yards, but he also is catching out of the backfield. 4 catches, 32 yards. My next one is Bucky Irving. 56% of the leagues he's available in. This past week he had 9 rushes, 70 yards, and also had 3 catches. And I already mentioned it earlier in the show. Todd Boyle just said that he needs to get Bucky Irving more rush attempts and more chances with the ball. I like seeing what I've seen so far from him. And if he takes more and more away from Rashad White, that could be the future is Bucky Irving. My last one is Cordell Patterson. He's available in 98%. He had 8 points this past week, but he came on toward the end of the game carrying the workload. Najee Harris was seen worn a sling around his arm and elbow after the game, so time will tell what kind of injury he sustained and how long he might be out for if he is going to miss time. If he is going to miss time, Cordell Patterson's a great add, because also Jaylen Warren injured his knee and he is getting an MRI, and I have not seen or heard the results on the MRI. So he could be a very good target to add as well. Wide receivers, Juwan Jennings, he's available in 56%. I understand, Deebo Samuel and Kittle were missing, but who's to say he's not going to be or have one of the two guys out again? I do believe Deebo Samuel should be out one more week. He had 47 points this past week, 11 catches, 175 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Darnell Mooney is my next guy. 57% availability. Last 2 weeks, he's 17 points and 14 points. He's got 15 targets in the last 2 weeks. He just caught 8 passes this past week. It looks like Kirk Cousins and him are working something up. Jalen Naylor, 78% of the leagues, he's still available. We don't know the extent of the injury that Addison is going to have. Even with Addison, he is a great number 3 receiver on this team. He did score week 1 when everyone was in. The last 2 weeks, he scored as well. He had 14 and 12, respectively. My last add of the week for wide receivers is Jalen Tolbert. 89% of the league, he is available. He had 14 and 14 the last 2 weeks, playing over 75% of the weeks or snaps each week, and he has 14 targets in the last 2 weeks. Go out and get Jalen Tolbert. Finally, waivers for tight ends. I really like Tyler Conklin. He's available in 86%. He had 6 targets, 5 catches, 93 yards. Plus, he's got a lot of plus matchup coming up. Aaron Rodgers has looked really good and comfortable in the pocket, so he could be starting to do more and more with this offense. Zach Ertz, available in 70% of the leagues. He's got 10 points and 9 points. He's very consistent. If you're needing a streamer, definitely worth a shot and a thought process. Also, my last one is Brock Wright. He's available in pretty much every league, 100%. With Sam Laporta possibly missing time, Brock Wright came in the game late. Had 7 points for the week. He had 4 catches, 34 yards in the the win over Arizona this past week. So if he's going to miss extended time, that is a perfect add as well. That's everything from waiver wire targets. And that's another episode of Fantasy End Zone. Thanks for tuning in, guys and girls, everyone. Please be sure to like and follow and subscribe. Please don't feel scared to send me an email at fantasyendzonepodcast@gmail.com. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. Thanks again, and I will see you guys later. Peace.